It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media. From broadcast to baptism.
Pastor Chipinda, good afternoon to you. Welcome and thank you very much for agreeing to answer our call this afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you, sir? Where you are?
I'm well. Thank you very much, Pastor. Our question for today, Pastor, is what does the Bible say about sex? Where does it say anything about sex before marriage? Or is that just church propaganda?
Thank you for that beautiful question. First of all, let me actually thank you for this program, which is on point. We need to understand one or two things here. That without omitting creation, we would be trodding on forbidden ground. Sex has brought a lot of things. Churches have been divided. And today we are here to say, is it wrong? Point number one, we need to understand is that it all begins at creation. When you read the Bible from the book of Genesis chapter 2, verse 18, which says, they were both naked and they were not ashamed. That is number one point. This means that these two people who were created at the beginning, they were created the opposite sex. Point number two, we go to Exodus chapter 22, verse 16 to 17. Are you there, my audience?
I am absolutely here, listening patiently, Mpundisi.
Thank you. Let's go to Exodus so that we can dispel these illusions of saying people, it could be a propaganda to having sex before marriage. The Bible says, 23 verse 16, it says, if a man entices a virgin who is not betrothed, by the way, this is New International Version, New King James Version, and lies with her, he shall surely pay the bride price for her to be his wife. Verse number 17, the Bible continues to say, if her father utterly refuses to give her to him, he shall pay money according to the bride price of the virgin. What are we talking about here to my listeners? Is that from creation, sex is reserved for people who are in marriage. That's point number one.
Where do we get that from there, Pastor?
Where we get this chapter?
No, that it's reserved for people who are married. Where do we get that?
Great, that's a good one. We get that one from the book of Genesis.
Right. Where in Genesis, Pastor?
Sorry?
Where in Genesis?
We are in Genesis. Chapter 1.
Right.
You can read up to from verse 27, 28. I'll read in your hearing. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created male and female. He created them. Then God blessed them, and God said to them, be fruitful and multiply. Oh, I love this one. Fill the earth, subdue it, and have dominion over it. I will jumpstart. Go to Genesis chapter 4, verse 1. Are we together, presenter?
Yes, sir, we're here.
Great. Genesis chapter 4, verse 1. It says, and Adam knew his wife. I love this one. And she conceived and bore Cain and said, I have acquired a man from the Lord. The word knew has to do with sexual intercourse,
right,
in a marriage situation.
Right.
It has to do with copulation.
Right.
It has to do with, yeah, they copulated. And remember, the issue here is that these were never young.
Right.
They were created already of age. They were already mature. So when God is blessing them to be in marriage, first, before having sex.
So the question there, Pastor, was, where does it say anything about sex before marriage? Is there where it forbids sex before marriage? That's our question for today.
I want to answer it in Exodus 22, verse 16 to 17, like I read.
Exodus chapter 22,
verse 16
and 17.
And 17.
Right.
Then the other one.
You've read this one, Pastor. You've read it, Pastor.
Sorry?
You've read it, and that's what I was asking about. It doesn't say anything about forbidding sex before marriage. I need you to help us understand, because the person's question here says, where does it say anything about sex before marriage? Or is that just church propaganda? So the person here is actually looking for the place where it says anything about sex before marriage.
Sex before marriage.
Yes, Pastor.
Can I add something on top of Exodus 22:16?
Okay.
Let's go to Deuteronomy 22, verse 13 to 21.
Deuteronomy chapter 22.
Verse 13 to 21.
Verse 13 to 21.
If a woman has sex before marriage, she is put in the same category as a prostitute according to God's arrangement. Did I answer that one?
Deuteronomy chapter 22, verse
13 to 21.
Yeah, so I'm going to read it in my version, Mfundis, the New International Version. It says, if a man takes a wife and after lying with her, dislikes her and slanders her and gives her a bad name, saying, I married this woman, but when I approached her, I did not find proof of her virginity, then the girl's father and mother shall bring proof that she was a virgin to the town elders at the gate. The girl's father will say to the elders, I gave my daughter in marriage to this man, but he dislikes her. Now he has slandered her and said, I did not find your daughter to be a virgin, but here is the proof of my daughter's virginity. Then her parents shall display the cloth before the elders of the town, and the elders shall take the man and punish him. They shall fine him 100 shekels of silver and give them to the girl's father, because this man has given an Israelite virgin a bad name. She shall continue to be his wife, and he must not divorce her as long as he lives. If, however, the charge is true and no proof of the girl's virginity can be found, she shall be brought to the door of her father's house, and there the men of her town shall stone her to death. She has done a disgraceful thing in Israel by being promiscuous while still in her father's house. That's 13 to 21.
Wow. That's up to 21. I think that one gives us context. How God forbade sex before marriage.
No. This one, for instance, speaks about the girl being a virgin. It doesn't speak about the boy. So implying that a boy can have sex before marriage, isn't it? Here it speaks exclusively about the girl, the woman. So I think, again, if I can reiterate the question here, it speaks about sex, implying both. Unless you're suggesting sex before marriage is bad for the woman, but for the man, he can go ahead and do it. Is that what the pastor's answer is saying?
No.
Okay.
Because the context here is sex before marriage.
Absolutely. So this one, Deuteronomy speaks about just the girl. It doesn't say anything about the boy.
If you want to go to the boy,
right.
We will go back to creation.
Okay.
On Adam and Eve.
Right.
Because the connotation, according to the Hebraic writing, is that usually man must advance towards the girl.
Okay.
So what implies to a woman also implies to the man.
I'm not sure I follow that. Kindly clarify what you mean by that, Pastor.
What I mean by this is that the issue of sex before marriage is totally preserved for people who have betrothed each other.
Okay.
Yes.
So where do we get that?
In the Torah. Sorry?
I need us to just to get to it. My time is almost up now, so I just need for us to get to that part where it says that about the man as well.
The man as well.
Yes, sir.
Let's read 1 Corinthians 7.
1 Corinthians chapter 7.
Verse 9.
Yeah.
1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 9. You can read your version.
Okay. In my version, verse 9 says, "But if they cannot control themselves, they should marry, for it is better to marry than to burn with passion."
Now, when you read, this is an assumption on sexual activity, because a normal human being, this one has to do with both male and female.
Right.
Now, I like the word, you know, when you read verse 9, you read verse 9, 1 Corinthians chapter, I want to get one thing here.
Okay.
There we are. 7 verse 9, because your time is almost up, I know, but we have to read verse 9, chapter 7 verse 9. The Bible, in my New King James Version, says, if they cannot exercise self-control,
right.
They, meaning both the male and the female,
right,
to avoid fornication,
okay,
which is detestable. So it's from these verses that we maintain what God had already put in place,
okay,
about issue of intimacy.
Right.
The man has no moral right. He has to preserve himself for the right time.
Yeah.
It's not actually church propaganda, because we believe in what we call sola scriptura.
Yeah.
Scripture should be our light in the way we want to approach sex.
Right. Okay. All right. No, I hear you, Mfundisi. I hear you. Perhaps on another day we'd have a conversation about this a bit longer, because our time is up now. I would have loved to hear, because here Paul is saying that that's his, it's just his advice. It's not God saying that. It's his advice. But our time is up, and I'm glad you're putting it out there that both male and female are forbidden from practicing sex before marriage. If they want to have sex, they must get married. 1 Corinthians chapter 7. Brilliant. Thank you very much, Mfundisi.